Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
While the world looks at the lines on your forehead, the world looks at the lines on your forehead, the Spirit, heaven looks at your spirit. Listen to me. You are not growing older in weakness. You are growing stronger or younger in power. You love the Lord today more than you did when you got saved. But the paradox is you got stronger, but you got wiser. You're more seasoned now. You're not trying to preach to the trees and casting your pearls before swine. You're growing stronger in power, but also the paradox, in wisdom as well. Isn't that amazing? You are not fading into irrelevance. The devil is a lie. You are arising into destiny. Devil ever tried to make you feel like you're irrelevant? You're over the hill. It's over. God says, no. The best of your days, let me say to you, lie ahead of you. If you can receive it. You cannot be measured by earthly time. For eternity has invaded your timeline. As I said earlier, there's something eternal working on the inside of you. We are not limited to the timeline of this earth or man's time. No, we're on God's timetable. See, that's why the enemy can't explain how you are still standing. How that sister still making? We done did everything in the book, but she still get up here and shout. They still run around this church like they lost their mind. They still praising God. I hear God saying, have you considered my servant? He knows you. Enemy can't explain how you keep standing. That's why the world is confused. After all you've endured, after all you've been through, you shine brighter now than when you started. That don't make sense, does it? All you've been through and you shining bright. Don't let the devil deceive you. I said, don't let him fool you. Tell somebody, you shining bright. Brighter than ever. This is one of the reasons why he tries to steal your joy. Laughter does good like a medicine. I said this before, meditation will reduce medication. If you meditate on this word and you learn to embrace it, digest it, and if you don't let the devil steal your joy. See, one thing about a little child, they have joy. Bar any trauma. They're just joyful. They just come out with joy. Ask somebody, you still have joy? Y'all have joy doing offering? Does your hair drop? When you start to understand the laws of the kingdom, in how God has an economy separate from the world economy.
Amen. That economy's broke, or it will break you. But when you operate in God's economy, there's no way you cannot prosper. Amen. I call it spending from the pocket of Jehovah. When you follow His ordained order, you will spend from His pocket. Amen. There'll always be more than enough. You'll never have to lack. Lack is not in the kingdom. Amen. But the devil tries to fool you. When God marks you, when God marks you, natural aging is not your limitation. When He calls you, He redefines your season. The prophecy of man, how many know man will prophesy to you? Like doctors will prophesy to you. People will prophesy to you, tell you what, you know, this is going to happen. That's going to. The prophecy of man may say you are too late, too old. Now, here's something from the too tired. But the purpose of God overrides prophecy that men think they understand. See, we walk by the Spirit, not by sight. And we must get into that place where we allow our spirit man to take his proper place. Our body will respond. The devil tries to fool you. Some mornings you get up and it's like, oh, Lord, what is that? Right? Tell somebody, that's the devil. Or He'll put sickness on you. That ain't God. Come on, somebody. And you'll just chalk it up to, you know, to your natural DNA or just, you know, just, no. Wait a minute, what does the word say? Whose report do you really believe? I like to believe this. I heard someone say this, a well-known minister, if I mentioned, some of you might know who it is, not in the U.S., but from India, said there was a woman who read where man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, this is a reputable person. And he said that she believed that, and she stopped eating. All she would have is like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, something like that, in the morning, and her word. If you can fathom this, said, she's been doing that for 30 years, living by the word of God alone. Now, see, I know, I see smoke, short circuit. But think about it. What's impossible to him that can believe? I don't know all what is involved in that, but as I thought about it, I said, you know, there's nothing too hard for God. And see, you have to understand, when God chooses you, it doesn't mean that He's going to put you on some big national platform. When He's going to use you, it doesn't mean that you're going to be out there under the lights. God does most of His work, the greatest of His work, in quiet, in secret. You'll get your reward. Amen. But people think it's about the platform. No, God's doing amazing things. Very seldom hear about. The enemy try to distract you with stuff. Don't go for the platform, go for the presence. Stop chasing the platform. It's very elusive. Go for the presence. That's where you're made. That's where you embrace and begin to possess knowledge of His ways, because when you have that presence, you are able to go through and keep rank. I know, you know, coming up in ministry, there are times it's like, I didn't sign up for this era. As a matter of fact, when the Lord called me to full-time ministry, I remember saying, I had a really good job with the DJJ, Department of Juvenile Justice, made my own schedule. Had a real big office, you know, came in when I wanted to, you know, traveled all over the place. And the Lord began to call me, and I tried to resist it. The devil is a lie. You know, you're rebuking the devil when it's the Lord. Then the Lord gave me a message, God, not the devil. Yeah. Finally, I remember yielding in that big old office. I said, Lord, okay, you know, if you give me X amount of time so I can turn this over to someone that will steward it well. But the moment that I did that, the peace of God, amen, the peace of God began to flood my spirit, man, and my mind, and God began to work things out from there. But, you know, when we resist or try to, you know, do it of our own accord and that, it becomes very difficult, very burdensome. And from that point on, if at the time I could tell you the whole story, how he brought us. Amen. But when we learn or possess the knowledge of his ways, there's always something greater on the other side of your conflict. If God has allowed a conflict, if God has allowed something, the devil can't just do it. It has to filter through God's hands. First of all, it's not going to be a temptation that you're unable to bear. Any temptation, anything comes into your pathway or against you, God has already filtered it. Not going to allow anything to come that you cannot bear. Now, it may, to your flesh, may seem unbearable because there's a process of dying to yourself. I know it gets quiet when I talk about that.
Have you heard the call to rise higher, to push past empty religion and into the true grace of God? The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. is a powerful new book that shows you how to grow deeper in faith, overcome obstacles, and live as the authentic you. Don't stay stuck on the surface. God is calling you higher and deeper. Apostle Trevor Banks, The Rise of the Remnant, available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.